This is the part of autumn where it's not fun anymore. When it gets cold and rainy and all your leaves are just wet. But that's the seasons around here in Northeast Ohio. I'm Bruce Van Dyke along with Craig Adams. It's the WEOL Morning Show. Coming up in just a bit, we'll talk with Ron Yance. He'll preview the Avon Highland High School football game in the regional final action. We'll have that for you on the radio. Our Stream 2 game and Stream 3 as well as the Medina-St. Edwards matchup. So lots of great football for tonight. We had a lot of great football throughout the season. And part of our high school football Friday nights on the radio was the Jamie's Carpet Shop Touchdowns to Tatchel Tack. Man, Touchdowns to Tackle Hunger. There, I got it right. Where the folks at Jamie's would donate per touchdown scored by the teams. Lots of touchdowns scored. We'll get to that in a little bit. But in studio with us is Chris Zeitler from Jamie's Carpet Shop. Hi, Chris. How are you doing
today? Good morning, everybody.
Thanks for joining us today. Also, we have Susan Bartosh from Second Harvest Food Bank. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
We love coming here to see you guys. Thank you.
Yeah. I see that your mobile food pantry folks are now probably getting their warmer coats on when they're just doing the distributions these
days. Boy, that's for sure. Yeah, we're getting the winter coats on and the mittens and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. But it's also the change of the season, lots of food being distributed, and that's kind of why we're here talking about the benefit of that Touchdowns to Tackle program that's done. And Chris, let's start with you. Why do you think that's an important thing that you get involved with, kind of just as part of being a business in the community? You see it as part of maybe your goodwill or stewardship to help out in those communities?
Sure, Bruce. We've got many opportunities to donate to many charities, and we take advantage of every one that we feel we can, and we always have known the need for food and hunger for people in Lorain County, and we always want to be a part of that. We've been a part of this for years, and we thought that by tying the team sports and football into it, that hopefully these coaches would know that we have this program and would further tell their kids on the field, hey, by the way, you know, this just isn't about winning a game. This is about winning hunger. And we're hoping that we're providing some motivation to the kids as well.
Maybe go for the 7 instead of the field goal, right, as well.
Right.
But there's a lot of great teams in the area, and they all participate by being on the radio with us. And, of course, we count them as the season wears along, and so it's a good way to benefit the folks at Second Harvest. Susan, let's talk a little bit about how that money works as far as how you're able to take the dollars and turn it into food for the people who need.
Yeah, and actually just talking to Chris this morning with their generous donation. So with this donation that he's giving us today, it's, what, over 17,000 meals. So for every dollar, we can provide 7 meals. And this is fantastic, especially for this time of year, because there's so many people. You know, we're doing almost 50% more than we did pre-pandemic. So, and we're buying a lot of that food. So this will go towards purchasing food to help out our neighbors.
Wow, that's great. And of course, we should get right to this, the Touchdowns to Tackle Hunger. The total amount that was generated with the touchdowns came to $600. And Chris looked at that and you said, well, look, you can add a little bit more onto that.
Yeah, we definitely have our, I guess our kitty, we'll call it, that we all work for. And listen, none of this is even possible without the incredible staff, the long-term employees at Jamie's Carpet Shop, and of course the customers, the listeners, our customers that trust Jamie's Carpet Shop to bring them value and fairness in their flooring decisions and purchases. So we took that and we said, let's just hit that up to
$2,500. $2,500. And you mentioned that, what, did you say 17,000?
Yeah, well, roughly? I mean, that's just my math in my head, so I don't know. But
roughly like
over,
that, too.
Just over that. But yeah, and that's incredible for this time of year. And, you know, people are all looking to gather their family, share holiday meals, and with purchasing food, like all of us, it's not easy out there. So.
When you just do distribution at this time, with the sort of holiday meals coming up, we think Thanksgiving specifically on that, do you kind of structure differently what you're distributing or how that works for people?
Yeah, well, actually, right now and even tomorrow at the college, we're in partnership with LCCC, and we're doing our big, huge 2,000 family Thanksgiving distribution, and we just got, you know, we did this in each of our other counties, and so leading up to Thanksgiving. So yes, it's all the fixings for a Thanksgiving meal, but there's also the holidays at the end of December too. So we're also collecting and buying and purchasing and gathering food that would be appropriate for holiday meals throughout these next 5 to 6 weeks.
Right. A lot of times this is the year, yes, at the point where we sort of become aware of it, or we think of it as we look at the, as we look at our table spread, and we think that there are people out there who don't have any of this, and you wonder what you can do to help in that
exactly
point.
Exactly. Right. And this is wonderful. This will help.
We appreciate that. That's a really great thing, too. And, of course, you're in need for hunger all year long. People can always donate, and it's usually sometimes easier to do the cash or the money in that you can translate. Though sometimes it is kind of fun to sort of put those bags together and be able to donate those to different pantries that you also support, right?
Right. And in Lorain County alone, there are almost 100 programs that we support through our partner charities. So all of their efforts go to, they're like boots on the ground every single day, meeting the needs where many people don't know that they even exist. And then, of course, we're out there with direct distributions too. And what's raised local stays local. So we're very humbled and blessed to be able to have partners like Chris and you guys to help raise awareness, get the word out, and then we can all act and do something about it.
Susan Bartosz with Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio. You say local. Tell me that map. Where does that cover?
Okay. Well, our map, we have our region is 4 counties, Crawford, Erie, Huron, and Lorain County. But still, within our region, we keep things local. Where funds are raised, we use it locally, very specifically locally.
Yeah, to keep the food in there. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit more with Chris Zeitler over at Jamie's Carpet Shop. What are people coming? Are they coming in to come use the services to get their houses cleaned up a little bit like that? Or are they looking to think, I need to replace some things right
now? You know, great question, because, you know, Jamie's Carpet Shop is completely full service. We're one of the only, I believe the only floor covering store in Lorain County that services everything we sell with our carpet cleaning division, carpet cleaning, air ducts, and of course we clean all the new hard surface floors too. But yeah, we have a general blend of people coming in to replace, fix it up, getting ready to sell a house, just bought a house, don't want to sell the house. It's a little bit of everything, and we're really appreciative of people that remember to shop small. And oh, by the way, you know, today is Pink Friday. You guys ever hear of Pink Friday?
I'm not aware of this.
Okay, so this is a new movement, I guess. It's for shopping small. It's the Friday before Black Friday, so that you can shop small with your local retailers ahead of the big box, because the big box buys up all the advertising, and, you know, everybody goes running out Black Friday morning. And, of course, you know, that started a month ago anyway.
Yeah, sure. Right.
But, yeah, so Pink Friday, remember to support all your local small businesses today. There's many boutiques and stores that are running many specials throughout the county. Really enjoy Pink Friday and support small business. Right. We appreciate it.
Because you'll be there again, and you're the one, they come in and see you, and they say, hey, here's the issue I have, or thanks, you can't believe how it's changed my home installing all of
that. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing, too, is when you buy at Jamie's Carpet Shop, and, of course, there is no Jamie anymore, I guess that's me, but you actually can talk to, speak with, and address the owner. You're never going to do that at a box store.
You're not going to walk around with a sheriff's badge on you like the
logo? No, like the logo, no.
What is new in the industry that you see coming out? Do you try to keep ahead of that and
absolutely
want to know?
You know, ironically, floor covering is floor covering, but what's new is the comeback of the laminate floors. Everybody knows laminate floors, they generically call it Pergo. And Pergo was one of the first laminate floors. It was a great introduction to flooring. They were hard surface, put them everywhere, and they failed miserably. And so the companies that make the laminate floors have had to compete with all these waterproof floors, and they've now got waterproof cores in a laminate product that is so much more durable than these click-together waterproof floors. So it's a great return to an old nostalgic floor. You know, everything old comes back around again.
If you wait long enough, it'll become in style, but not exactly. That's the thing. It won't be the exact thing as what the other floors were, something different, or there's a new color choice, or just the design. Or
yeah, I'm waiting for the shag. I'm waiting. Shag, baby, shag.
Oh, really? You think this is going to be out there?
You know the shag's coming back.
I don't know. Sorry, you just gave me a little bit of a, that's a tough carpet to do, especially if when you're younger, you're down in there and thinking, this is a jungle. I don't know what's in here.
Yeah,
here.
The old rake on the front of the vacuum, right? You know, the rake on the front of the Kirby to get it to stand up.
Wow.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you say, everything comes around, but it's a good time maybe step out of Jamie's Carpet Shop. How many locations do you have these days?
We're at three locations right now, and that could change at any moment. Not that I'm letting any cats out of the bag, but Amherst, Elyria, and Sandusky. Amherst on 113, Elyria next to the Home Depot, and Sandusky in the Kroger Shopping Plaza on East Perkins.
Sounds great. A lot of great places to come out and do some look for maybe look at your floors and think they need to get updated, or you mentioned do some of that cleaning. That's another thing that they can take advantage of. But again, here for the Touchdown to Tackle Hunger, I brought a big check, by the way. I don't know if you saw this or not. I feel like those game show ones, and I had to do this, and then I had to write it out separately because you know me, when you're trying to write cursive and you put it in. So I'm going to give this over to Susan here. You can have this here, and Craig, at some point we'll take a picture of it. But there's the, I think
all
I got
right.
It right for that. I don't know what bank might take it, but $2,500 for the Touchdowns to Tackle Hunger from Jamie's Carpet Shop, benefiting Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio.